until we move on.
Okay. Am I reading this right, that you don't want to speak at all, one way or the other? Representative Miller?
On this issue?
Yeah, well, you're right, on this particular part of the bill.
I think the observations that you made and the council made were good ones.
Bill? And go on. Chorus of silence. Let's move on to Section 32.
Section 32 is recommitment.
Is there a policy change here, Dr.
No policy change, just adds the warning.
I suggest we go on to Section 33.
On page 25.
Let's do so.
Section 33 is still a recommitment hearing. Again, in this section, there is a it accomplishes many of the same things that we've talked about before, including getting the medical records in, the postponement. So there's not an issue that we haven't talked about before, and we're just talking about it now in the context of the recommitment hearing. Okay.
Medical records at recommitment.
Okay. One section of that that we pay for the recommitment.
That's been previously spoken to in the same standards as in the original commitment hearing. I'm looking at lines 37 through 40.
Mm-hmm. This, again, is the use of the medical record for the current period of commitment. Would be admissible in connection with hearings under this section and considered as evidence. So this would be consistent with a commitment hearing, yes. The recommitment would be the same.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. The only thing I was going to add, this was the section that I was looking for earlier where I said it would give the responsibility to the state for appointment of counsel in recommitment cases, and that we had no objection to that.
And that's where in Section 33?
It's lines 30 and 31. It just says they have right to representation by our appointment of counsel is provided under 426-100.
Thank you. Move right on to 34.
Section 34 deals with payment of costs for non-residents.
Is there a change?
The change on lines 14 and 15 is that the expenses reimbursed under this subsection will include any expenses incurred to pay for representation of the state's interest under ORS 426-100 and 426-250. Again, 250 is the costs part.
That right isn't there any, right now?
I don't think this is a substantive change.
Mr. Chair, I think with this one, I'm looking at real quickly, I think what this is to do is to pick up the costs that are new. What it does is allow a county where the hearing is held to charge back against the county of residence of the person, which is current situation, the cost of holding these hearings, and it would include the DA's or the AG's representation. That's my quick glance of what's added by this. So it keeps the system the same.
No change. Well, then let's move on to 35.
Section 35 defines a chronically mentally ill person, and you have new language proposed for this. This is the definition that was originally proposed by the task force, but there is new language at this point.
Okay. And let's skip over that. We'll have an amendment prepared for that to deal with that when we come back on
I'm not too sure that is it, Mr. Chair. 36 and 37 don't have any changes, do they?
No.
Well,
substantive?
Let's just take a look. And are there any substantive changes in 36 and 37?
No.
What does your note then mean on the left-hand side?
Just, it just is, wait a minute.